The water ball that had turned blue due to its concentration became a nightmare for all who looked up. The terrifying water ball that could not be seen in its entirety was like an ocean that had suddenly appeared above their heads, making everyone feel the dread of the abysmal sea. Seeing this, the adventurers that had laughed at first became so scared that their legs turned weak and not a single word could come out from their mouths. Those with weaker minds collapsed on the ground and constantly used magic to stimulate their consciousness, refusing to believe that what they saw was real. The moment the water ball that could not be seen in its entirety falls, the entire Mita town will be submerged. 10,000 or even 100,000 tons of pressure was enough to kill all life. No matter what abilities they have, no one will be able to survive under such forbidden magic except for those above the gold rank who can resist or escape. In front of the water ball that drowned everyone's field of vision, all the struggles seemed so ridiculous. All the adventurers instinctively started to run away, screaming, yelling, throwing away their weapons, unloading their weights, unleashing their mana, and fleeing in panic in the opposite direction of Dare City. Shane was also frightened that goosebumps appeared all over his body. Looking at the terrifying water ball that had begun to rotate in the air, he remembered the Forbidden Water Element Magic Development Team jointly established by several archmages in the academy some time ago. Was this the result of their research? Are they going to ascend into gods? They're stirring up such a mess. No matter what the hell those people have done, Shane had to escape. I don't want to die yet. He patted Andrea, who was still in a daze, to wake up. The girl was probably scared out of her wits by the overwhelming water ball above her head, right? In such a crisis, it would be difficult for Shane to protect her. Hopefully, she won't die here. Opening the skill book in his mind, Shane quickly found a low bronze support spell, Aqualung. Consumes 8% mana to enable the target to breathe underwater. During the effect of the spell, the target will be unable to breathe when leaving the water surface. Duration, 1 minute. After consuming 2 runes to easily acquire this skill, Shane rushed into the forest behind him without looking back. Andrea saw that Shane was not running in the opposite direction of Dare City like other adventurers, but was running into the forest. Her mind was in a mess and without thinking at all, she subconsciously followed. In Mita Town, Shane was the only person she was most familiar with. Thus, in that moment of incapacity, running away with Shane became the only option. The water in the sky did not seem to be much further away from the ground, but in fact the height of the water was kilometers above it. If this world was similar to Earth, ignoring the air resistance, it would take 14 seconds for the water to fall to the ground. But there really was quite a lot of it, so setting it to be about 15 seconds might be more accurate. Shane ran wildly, feeling like death was chasing behind him. Dragging the two pigs had depleted much of his energy, and if he didn't have bread, his legs would have collapsed after running for 10 seconds. But now, he would need to make the bread, eat it and run at the same time. He madly cursed at those Dare City archmages in his heart. The research on forbidden magic failed and the entire Dare region will most probably be affected by the flood. God knows how many tons of water there were. A slight movement behind him made Shane look back. Andrea was chasing after him with a panicked expression. She was fast and was about to catch up with him soon. Shane raised his hand and gave her a wind blessing, but that was it. He only had 54% of his mana left. It would take 8% of his mana to use Aqualung once, and the duration was only 1 minute. If he can survive the water pressure, the precious Aqualung time would be the key to his survival. Although he wanted to help Andrea, in a situation now where it wasn't within his abilities. He looked back carefully. The terrifying water ball covering the sky was about to fall. At first glance, apart from the flying water droplets, it was like seeing a big mountain appearing in front of you. The water ball plummeted and Shane could finally see how big it was. The 8th rank spell had summoned a water ball with a diameter of 40 kilometers and a height of nearly 500 meters. Under the shadow of the water ball, everyone was like a swarm of ants that could be submerged at any time. Shane continued to run desperately. Although his physique was not as good as that of a warrior, he was still impressive under the influence of magic. He stepped on a tree trunk and jumped, and flew more than 500 meters in 15 seconds. Andrea, who was originally behind, had already caught up to Shane with her physical fitness, but she did not surpass him. The panicked expression remained on her face and she looked at Shane, who gritted his teeth in exertion from time to time. In her heart, in the face of such magic, the outcome of unimportant characters like them was already decided. Running was nothing more than a dying struggle. Under the assault of despair and helplessness, she could only let herself run and run, like a machine and without thinking about anything. Boom, behind them came a loud noise and white fog scattered all over the sky. The water ball has landed. The rolling waves began to crush the surrounding areas. The water ball had been several hundred meters away from Mita town, so the aftermath of the falling water ball did not immediately affect the town. But Shane was still frightened to death. He wished he could turn into a nimble monkey that could move quickly between the branches of the trees. He didn't know how fast the water moved on the ground. He only knew that he was close to 10 kilometers away from the peak of the Magic Beast Mountains. Even if he tried his best to run, the most he could run was a kilometer. What's worse was that as he went deeper into the forest, the surrounding terrain became more and more primitive, and there were fewer and fewer places to step on. He could only move between trees. He also didn't know what Andrea was thinking. She could go faster than him, but she still chose to follow behind him. "I'm sorry, I might not be able to save you." The sound of the surging water could already be heard, and Shane ate another piece of bread. Although his stomach felt extremely uncomfortable, his special recovery ability allowed him to persist for a longer time. Not only that, it only took 2% of mana to make a piece of bread, so as long as he kept on eating, he can replenish mana infinitely. Seeing Andrea, who was still following him, Shane threw a piece of bread to her. Andrea didn't catch the bread, her eyes were still in a state of daze and she was probably running on autopilot now. What a waste, Shane didn't think about it anymore. In this situation, he needed to run as far as he could. Whether he can survive or not is unknown. I hope the big trees in the forest can at least reduce the momentum of the water. The sound was getting closer and closer. From the top view, the giant water ball falling to the ground has turned into a flood. The huge water pressure flattened a large number of trees and finally flooded Mita town. Countless adventurers who were crying and running for their lives were crushed by the flood, their flesh and bones mangled into pieces. Even if they were not crushed to death by the trees, they would suffocate and die under the scouring of the water, or be knocked unconscious by the debris in the water and die. The wailing was drowned out by the rushing sound of the flood, and an adventurer who was exhausted was overtaken by the muddy yellow flood and disappeared into it. The underground mine was flooded as well, and the group of miners who didn't know what was going on slowly became motionless in the violent struggle. Eyes, ears, mouth and nose were filled with the most ordinary water, and not only people, but more and more magic beasts also joined in this escape. Shane had already run 1,500 meters, but the edges of the flood had also appeared 100 meters behind him, forming a line. And behind the line was death. Andrea, who was on the side, also glanced back and the despair in her eyes grew. She even showed signs of slowing down, as if she had given up on struggling. Suddenly, the brilliance of magic power appeared on her and a sense of clarity spread throughout her body. She looked at Shane, who threw something at her. Andrea flung out her hands to catch it. It was a piece of bread. When she saw this piece of bread, she was stunned for a moment and looked at Shane, who was still running desperately ahead, her feelings extremely complicated. For a moment, she seemed to have gained a little epiphany of the word, life. I can't give up. This bread, I will remember it. After 3 or 2 bites of bread, Andrea firmed her eyes and increased her speed. Their pace evened out, and it wasn't long before she surpassed Shane and left him behind.